Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Assembly is a podcast series where I quite literally follow moments in time as they come into focus, or blur, or both. Thanks again, 2020. I'm your host, Robert Milazzo, and for this season of Assembly, we'll belly up to a comedian as he builds a new funny by taking it to the people first, but not the people you'd guess he would. It's amazing what connects us. It's almost a joke.
Wow. Oh, I think it's fascinating. Here is an audience he wants to make laugh, but maybe not at any cost.
My name is Sarah Silverman, and I'm a comedian. I see us as a kind of misfit toys.
I like doing stand-up, and that's how you develop new stuff, is you go on stage. Is he doing live shows right now?
He was pre-COVID. Do you know his process?
I'd want to see it. I can't imagine it working for me. I thought if it works for him, that's great.
My name is Patton Oswalt. I'm a comedian.
Is Zoom the new future of stand-up?
Not for me.
What the hell do you do well?
I would say almost nothing. I would say I'm chatty. I chat. I got the gift of gab. My name is Janine Garofalo. I am a stand-up comic. I have just fond memory after fond memory, and David is so much a part of almost every single one of them, except for when I would drink too much and blow it.
You were a member of Cross Comedy.
Yes, it was like a country club, but only Jews allowed. It's John Benjamin, and I'm a free thinker.
Is it too simple to say David loves and doesn't love the audience?
Yeah, I think so. Did I tell you the story?
Was it one big key party? I mean, were you guys all dating?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it wasn't total Fleetwood Mac, but...
I know, he's stupid that way. I love him to death, but I told him that. I said, it's going to be very interesting. And he's like, it's not. I'm like, you don't get to say it is. You're the one inside.
My name is Amber Tamblyn.
I'm in a polyamorous relationship with Bob Odenkirk. I'm sharing David with him.
Your memory is pretty sharp.
Is it? I'm guesstimating it the most important thing in my life, career-wise.
Were audiences important to you and David developing work?
Yeah, that's a tough call.
My dad loved him. I always liked old David. David, he's a crack up. He's a good guy.
And David Cross at that time was mentally not well, because David is twisted. Also, he pulls from a fucked up place, and you can't teach insanity. You have to be born with it.
Do you think he's still angry?
Oh, God. I think... All right, I gotta think about this.
What brings you out here tonight?
We're here to see David Cross. I expect that he's trying out material for something. Excited to see what he's got. Amy Schumer heckled me and like years ago, and I hold it against her still.
Right. You still gotta know comedy to know David Cross. Like, my parents don't know who David Cross is.
Do you want to get discovered from doing bills like this?
I want to get discovered in any way that I can.
What's your name and what do you do?
My name is David Cross. I just avoid saying stand-up. It lends itself to having a real long discussion that you don't want to have.
Okay.
I think you're putting more importance on this than I am. The show. And maybe even the process.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay. It's just another show. I think the audience gets that's part of the process. I think that's in part what's fun for them. And it's going to make the show a little more interesting. We'll see how sharp I'll be. The fact that it took me a while to remember the phrase, how sharp I'll be, is significant.
Please welcome your host for the evening, David Cross.
It's not going to be great. It's going to be good. There'll be moments of greatness, but that's what this is about, just kind of writing on stage and building on what I started with, and that was not good at all. Trust me, the first two, they're never good. It's never not anything short of really fun, and sometimes it's really, really fun, and then occasionally on very special nights, it's really, 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 really fun. I don't know if I answered your question.
Not really, but I have others. So join me this season as I try to reason David Cross, process and person, a degree or six better. Oh, and wish me luck, because we're all unreliable sources, connected. Now, let's start the assembly.